Okay, now we're up to Halacha Vav, Afei Gimel Beis. This will be the final shiur for Masechta Klayim, Yitz Hashem. And it's a very fitting end, and you'll see in a minute why. Hatakev Tkifa Achas in a Chibur, Ve'imah Mishum Klayim. If you have a piece of wool and a piece of linen, and you connect them with a pin which has a thread, and you go through the two materials and you go through it one time so that there's only one thread going through the two materials, that's tkifa achas. So that's not considered a chibur legabe toma, and there's no din of klayim either, because as soon as you hold on to one and the other, it'll just fall apart. It's not considered a connection. Hashayin Debar Shabbos Pater, and if you take it off on Shabbos, if you will pull apart these two pieces of cloth, so they no longer are connected, you'd be Pater, you wouldn't be Chayiv for the Malacha. What's the Malacha? The opposite of Tofer is what? It is Kareya, right? Kareya, tearing. Right. In the brackets in footnote 16, he talks about why the Mishnah talked about undoing the connection, because we're talking about what the connects them to make them climb and to make it a chibur. So connecting the two pieces together would be an act of tofer, of sewing. So instead of talking about kareya, it could have said the same thing on the positive side. So that's a question. You can see the answer there, footnote 16 on 83b2, if this question interests you. Going on. Also, Shnei Rashaha B'tzad Echad is Chibur. Yeshua Shum Klaim, Hashan Tu B'Shavas Chayv. Now, if you pass the thread through once and then turn the needle around and pass it through again, so that would be the two ends of the thread would end up on the same side, right? So that's the point. Also, Shnei Rashaha B'tzad Echad, that's how they end up on the same side. So then that's a chibur. As far as Tumah is concerned, it's Klayim, and also you'd be Chayav for Shabbos. Now, whether you have to tie the two ends together, that's a discussion the Gemara will see. If you don't march it to Shalish, you have to have it go in three times. You have to go once one way, back the other way, and then once again back through it the original way again, so that you have three passes of the needle through the two materials. He also needs to be stronger, apparently. Three is considered strong, and two is too weak. V'ha'asak v'ha'kufa mistar from the klayim. Now, this last statement is a very, very difficult statement. It's not clear what it means. It's translated as a sack and a box combined for klayim. What does that mean, a sack and a box combined for klayim? Now, this is why I say it's a fitting end for this Masechta. This is the last statement of the Masechta. And as he says in footnote 22, the meaning of this final line in the last Mishnah of Tractate Klayim is obscure. Many interpretations are found in the Rishonim, and he presents four of them in the footnotes. So I'm going to say over the four of them, let this act as my siyum for this Masechta, because this is just the most appropriate way I think this Masechta could end. So many things are so unclear as to what they really meant, and you have to really go to Mefarshim to understand, and nobody really knows for sure. I just thought this was the most appropriate way to end this Masechta. Anyway, so the first shot is that you have a piece of woolen cloth attached to a sack. And then you have a piece of linen that's attached to a box. And then you stitch these two pieces of material together. So you have linen and wool sewn together, but the wool is attached to a sack, and the linen is attached to a box. So why? What's the chiddush over here? So tell me that it's considered klayim. Why shouldn't it be klayim? The answer is, since the sack and the box are separate entities, and eventually they'll be disconnected from each other. He brings this from the Tshuvas HaRosh 2:5. So he says the wool is tuffle to the sack, and the linen is tuffle to the box. So therefore, even though they're stitched together, but maybe the fact that they're going to be separated will make it so it's not kalayim. So the Mishnah teaches us that it's not so. So you can't cover yourself with the sack or the box. Okay, that's pshat number one. Another pshat. It's just close, but not quite exact, not exactly. That you attach a sack and a box directly to each other. On the far side of the sack, so you attach a woolen cloth. On the far side of the box, you attach a linen cloth. So the sack, or these two pieces of material are attached on the farthest sides away from each other. So going across from left to right, you'd have wool, you'd have a sack, you'd have a box, and then you'd have linen. So now you're going to go ahead and you're going to, what's he's going to do? He's going to fasten the two cloths together across his chest. So he's going to carry the box and the sack on his back. And these two pieces of material will act like it's kind of like a harness to hold across his chest. So you might think, that the whole reason for it is for the client would fall off for the person, if not for the sack and the box, and they're not to be considered attached since they're in essence separate entities. So the Mishnah tells me that in fact it's awesome. It sounds very similar to the previous shot, but it's the little nuances which are different. Third explanation, if a cloth that is itself klayim is attached to either a sack or a box, carrying the sack or box on one shoulder in a way that warms or protects him from the elements is usur, even if the klayim cloth does not come in contact with your shoulder. Because since the sack or box is sometimes used as a garment, so the fact that there is klayim attached to the garment would make it also just like any garment that has klayim attached to it, you can't use any part of that garment. Fourth explanation he brings here from the Rambam Pirshei Mishnayos, new Kapach edition, is we're talking about where the linen and the wool are inside of a sack or a box. They're not actually sewn together at all. They're inside the sack, inside the box, and by carrying them, If the wool and linen are kept inside the same sack or box, the sack or box unites them. It's forbidden to carry the sack or box on one's back. That's a very, very interesting shot. Very difficult to understand why that would be the case. Okay. So let's go on. Now we're on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. 84a1. So the Gemara says like this: Rav Chanina Amar Ad Yechos Kol Sitra. That when we say that you have to have two tekifas, it's not just enough that it goes through twice. You have to go and make it. That you have to send the thread through as far as it can go. In other words, it has to be complete. The whole length of the thread has to go through the other side of the cloth. You can't have it loose. On Rav Yanai, he said no. Tell Rav Chanina to go out and study Chumash. What are you getting involved in halacha stuff? This is way above your pay grade. Hasninon, it says in the Mishnah, Asa Shnei Roshel Letzad Echad. If you brought the two ends out of the same side, it is an attachment. Me'ata Ayechas V'yesek. According to you, it should be considered an attachment. It should not be considered an attachment until the entire length of the thread goes to the other side, and the entire lamp comes back up. Then the Mishnah says, if you don't imur achesh yishalish, you have to have three times somiata ad yechos v'yusuk v'yechos. You have to go in and out three times. So it doesn't say that. It seems to indicate that just going through it, even though it's loose, v'hachin v'hachin, all that's necessary is for it to be this way and that way. It doesn't have to be pulled tight. Then the Gemara says like this: Brisa chut shehishchilu lamachat. If you had a thread that one threaded through a needle, afilu kashmi kana mikan, even though the thread is knotted on both ends, so it can't be removed from the needle. Eino chibur, it's not a chibur. Meaning, if you go ahead and you pass it through, it still won't be considered a chibur. Tefaro leveged, if you sewed the thread onto a garment and did not remove the needle, hachut chibur leveged, then the thread is considered attached to the garment. Eino chibur lemachat, as far as the machat is concerned, it's not considered a chibur. In other words, if you touch something tamei on the beged, it'll be metamei the string, but it will not be metamei the needle. Or if you were to touch the needle, you would be metamei the needle, but it wouldn't be metamei the thread, because the needle is considered a separate entity. The Mishnah is talking about where the thread is tied at each end. In other words, the Marfolda learns that the pshat is that when you pass it through twice, and now you have the two ends of the thread on one side, you then have to do a double knot, let's say. Simple pshat is you have to do a double knot to hold the tefira so that it doesn't just fall apart. We lay him drabban and pligan. Drabban argue. Dom rabav rab yirmiyah b'shem rav. V'shabbos, if you pull it through two sides of the beged, then you're chayv mishum taifer for sewing. V'yirmiyah mishum taifer mishum kaif. Sure, why does it just say tofer? It should be kosher as well, because you have to tie it with a knot. So sounds like you don't have to tie it with a knot. Rab Simon, time with Rab Yehuda, ali day shlishi malachdim is kayyemes. The Mishnah says, this is a new thing. So the Mishnah says that Rab Yehuda holds you have to have it three times. The reason for it is because through three times the malacha is miskayyemes. Amar Rabbi Yehuda k'Rab Eliezer. The Gemara says, is this true that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rab Eliezer? This nina come on, Rab Eliezer aimer ha'ereg shleish shechudim v'tchila. So echad al ha'areg chayev. That if your person is starting off a new beged and he weaves three threads at the beginning of a garment, or if he adds one thread to an already existing fabric, chayev your chayev. So you see, it's a machlag, it's a chacham, obviously. To hold, you only need two, not three. So is Rabbi Yehuda and Amisha coming on like Rabbi Eliezer and that other machlagas? So now we're on Pedala on the base. Rabbi Ula, Ula says no. It's not, you don't necessarily tie Rabbi Eliezer into Rabbi Yehuda. Time of the Rabbi Eliezer Tammon, when it comes to Shabbos, the reason why he holds you have to have three is Aide Shlishi Melachtim Eskayemes. That's will make the third thread his work will endure. Rabbi Yehuda could agree with the Chachamim that even two threads endure. But here, less than three passes is only a loose connection, and that's not subject to the Klai Misser. In other words, he's trying to be mechalak between Shabbos and Klayim. So it's not Talizah was unnecessary. The Gemara then says, if you have a sack and a box combined from Klayim, so the Gemara elaborates, Rav Simon, Rishon Rav Shimon Levi, Leishonu El Asak. It's only true, Gary. A sack, Hasal, but if it will be a basket, then lo, it would not be true. Apparently, let's learn like the last shot of the Rambam, Pirshom Shias, that's the easiest one. So the pshat is that it's when you throw the wool and the linen material into the basket. So since there are holes in the basket cannot be considered something that's mechaber them. We'll just speak out that one mahalach. That's an easy way to speak it out. Ashach toni. The Gemara found a brayso that says hasal v'hasak v'akufa mitzarfim v'klayim. that whether it's a basket sack or a box, they all combine for klein prohibition. Oholim eimam mishum klein, but if it's a tent, it's not subject to the klein. In other words, if you have a tent that's made out of klein and it's shading you from the sun, that's no problem, because it's not coming in contact with your body. But the main issue here is the ratio of the brisa, where it says that a sal is concluded in the list of things that combine a garden for klein. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks the following question. Who uvno? Let's suppose a father and a son. What's the rule? Can they mitzarif each other to klein? What's the case? What's the case? Who lavishman and amar? The father will be wearing wool garments. Uvrei lavishman and chiton. The son will be wearing the linen garments. The sav piske da amar takes a strap of wool, egle al chavehon, and he wraps it around both of them. So now is the fact that he's wearing wool and his son's wearing linen going to be mitzarif through this tying of this ring around gift wrapping the father son together. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yosi Hahan Noshoch." Is the connection biting? Referring to the biting is like the neshicha by chala, where we say you have two chalas that are raw, not that are raw, that are baked, and they come out together. That when you pull one apart, that it leaves over a little bit from the other, or it pulls some of the other one along with it. That's called neshicha. So that's how that's when it will be considered one big large chala. But if over here you don't have no shoch, it's not considered biting, because the son and the father, when you pull them apart, they're both be wearing their independent clothing, and one has nothing to do with the other. So it's for sure not klayim. So that's Rabbi Yirmiyah, famous Rabbi Yirmiyah, asking the wild questions, and here he doesn't disappoint. Another question, Reb Chagai, he asked the question, who asked Rashi to start for klayim? Can he himself create an issur of klayim? Hey, Chavita, what's the case here? Ulavish Dardis and Dam Rabachada Rigla, Dardis and Dami, the Chitam Bachada Rigla. He's like, he's wearing the wool stocking on one foot, linen stocking on the other foot. So, is this going to be Mustarif? So again, the same question. Rav Yosi, Hahun Nu Noshoch. Is this called the Shicha? It's not so connected. Litzracha de law. It's not necessary to say that this is not claim. It's partial that it's not claim. Third question, third and final question on the Masechta. Holy Baroshai Patsias, if he had wounds on his head, you have Sifloni de Martot de Amar al Chada, with Sifloni de Martot de Chiton al Chada. So he took a wool rag bandage on one of the wounds, and he took a linen bandage on the other. So would that be Mitzarif? Again, this is the same kind of question. The fact that the two bandages are on one single limb, will that be considered as being attached? Okay, so where it says, Amar Yaisi, Ahon Nu Noshok, is this called biting? In Lecha Isser El Noshok Avad, the only time that it's Osir is if it's connected in a way in which it's actually like Neshicha. And with this, we are Hadron Aloch, Enu Aser, Uslik Alam, Masechta Klayim. To all the members of the Chabura Mazel Tov, look forward to studying Masechta Shvi'is next. Have a wonderful Yom Tov.